A few weeks ago, the Food and Drug Administration approved the first treatment that gives limited sight to people blinded by a certain hereditary disease. It's a device called the Argus II. Patients have electrodes implanted in their eyes and then wear glasses equipped with a video processor, a camera, and a tiny computer. That lets visual signals bypass the damaged portion of the eye and be transported directly to the brain. The device is only available for people with retinitis pigmentosa, a genetic condition in which part of the retina deteriorates, the part that converts light images into nerve signals and send them to the brain. The company that makes the Argus II, Second Sight, told the New York Times it hopes electrode implantation in the brain could eventually help all forms of blindness. But what does it mean to get some of your vision back? With us from her home in Huntington Beach, California, is Kathy Blake. She's one of the patients who participated in the Argus II studies. Kathy, you first noticed problems with your sight when you were in your early 20s, and then you were diagnosed shortly after that?
Yes, at the time, I was starting to have some vision problems, thinking I just needed glasses, because I was tripping over things. And I had a little bit of trouble driving at night in the darkness. And so I went in to be checked just to have eyeglasses, and the doctor knew by giving me an eye exam that there was a little more something involved. So through quite a few months of testing, trying to decide what the diagnosis would be, that's what I was diagnosed with, retinitis pigmentosa. At the time, I could really still see. I wasn't legally blind. I could still drive, but the doctor said I would lose my sight gradually, but he didn't think I would lose all of my sight. So at age 23, I wasn't really too concerned. I'm thinking, you know, 20 years from now, they'll have a cure for this, and I probably don't need to worry about it too much, because after all, I'm going to lose it gradually. And I did lose it gradually, but over the next 5 years, it went downhill pretty quickly. And within 15 years, I was totally blind.
And how old were you? How old are you at that point?
Probably about 40,
would
say.
So really quite young.
Right. And really only had light perception. That is, I still have a little light perception, but I don't really see any shapes or figures or any movement of any kind.
And Kathy, how old are you now, can I ask?
I am 61.
Now you're 61. So Kathy, you just joined this Argus II treatment device study several years ago. So did you spend most of your 40s and 50s in total blindness?
Yes. Yes, I did. I was totally blind and really learned, I think, how to function as a blind person pretty well. I was married and have three daughters and raised a family and just kind of figured out how to do things.
But at some point you heard that there was a study and you had a chance to get involved in it?
Yes, I did. I had followed really a lot of studies in the past and wasn't too optimistic about it, but when I did hear about this, I knew that I really wasn't seeing anything. And knowing that my disease is hereditary, I really wanted to try to get research really progressing because my grandchildren could have this eye disease. My three daughters are fine, but that was my whole goal of really being part of the study, was trying to get something in case they should have this disease and we don't have a cure at that time, that there would be something for them.
Ah, you view this more as for them than for you.
Yes, yes, definitely. So I think I really was a good candidate for a study patient because my expectations weren't too high. If I really got a little benefit, then that was great. But in which I did get some benefit from it. So
yeah, so what has it been like for you? How has the device worked for you?
You know, it really enhances my life more than changes my life. Gives me a little extra. I am able to see movement with the glasses on. I can detect door frames. When there's a contrast from light to dark, the camera and the glasses give me flashes to indicate that there's an edge there. I can kind of see a line. I cannot see real detail, and I don't see color. But I can figure out what things I would know if someone is walking up in front of me. I can't see their whole body outline, but I get a flash knowing someone is there. And I can kind of scan the outside of their body to see how tall they are. And, you know, I can see their movement as well.
Have your doctors told you whether your vision will keep getting better, or is what you have now basically what you will have as long as you use this device?
Well, I still am optimistic that there will be some changes. They can change not the device in my eye, but the software that goes in the little computer that makes it all work. And they can make changes in that. So they're continually working on that to see what other kind of vision that they can give us.
So it's not that you woke up the morning after you had the device put in and suddenly everything was clear and you could see everything. It's much more modest than that. But I imagine if you had gone from total blindness to this, it's a huge, huge welcome advance.
This is a huge welcome advance for me. I often talk about a few years ago being able to see the fireworks in the sky. You know, I haven't seen that for many, many years. And because of the dark sky and the flashes of light, I could look up in the sky and see all of the flashes. I couldn't see the color of the fireworks, but knew that, you know, the flashes are all there. I could see some of the flashes falling because I could see the movement of it. And things like that are very exciting for someone that really doesn't see anything and be able to be, you know, a little part of getting some normalcy back.
Oh, I'm sure. Are there any side effects?
So far, I have not had any. It's pretty amazing that all that hardware is in my eye. I don't feel anything in my eye, and I haven't had any kind of infection or really any problems at all.
Now that this medical device has been approved by the FDA, does that affect you? How do you feel about that?
I was very excited to know that they did approve this. I really feel it's safe for all the, you know, most of us patients, I believe, are the same way I am, that they haven't really had any problems with it. It gives us a little more vision from having nothing and knowing that they can progress with something even better. And to know that all of our work that we put in, it was a lot of time put in the study between myself and the doctors. So I was really, really, really happy about that.
Kathy Blake is one of the patients who participated in the studies of the Argus II device, which can help restore some sight in people blinded by certain hereditary diseases. Kathy, thanks very much for talking with us.
Oh, thank you so much.
And you can see a photo of one of the study participants using this device on our website, hereandnow.org. You're listening to Here and Now.